Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. It is now time for Inside Matters, Spiritual Talk, Healing Done Right, Spiritual Growth, 12-Step Indigo Meditation, and much, much more, hosted by...
How y'all doing out there? Oh, boy. How's everything going for everyone? I want you to know this has been a wild and crazy day for me. This has been a wild and crazy week for me. I don't know whether I'm coming or going. I need to be thankful for all the blessings that occur in my life, but then it's like I see certain things falling apart, and I keep wondering to myself, what is going on? Oh boy. My printer cocked out on me, so I couldn't print out my dialogue for the day. I needed to turn my computer off and reboot my system to see if it would reconnect my printer for me. But then, of course, it conked out on me at approximately 4:30, so I couldn't turn off my computer and see if my printer would reboot through my system because I may not have been able to open up the show on time. Oh, boy. So... things have been acting real wild and crazy and crazier and wilder. And as I watch things unfold, it never ceases to amaze me how my Creator plays a key role in everything that I do. Darn it. You know, we're going to be talking today about becoming a peaceful warrior. And, of course, all of you out there should know by now that just about everything that I talk to you about over Blog Talk Radio, Inside Matters Talk, has to do with things that I've come across throughout the internet or a book I've read and how I apply these things to my own personal experience in my own life. And a lot of times the things that I see working in my own life as a result of how I apply the words of wisdom I so graciously embrace from other people who I am learning from. So I want to make that perfectly clear today as I share some more words of wisdom from others, Becoming a Peaceful Warrior by Yol Swan. And there are certain ways that we need to know whether or not we're abusing our psychic powers or enhancing them or hindering them, and there are ways for us to understand that. And and I need to come down, and I need to breathe, and I need to just chill for a minute because, like I say, this has been a fantastic, fascinating ride that I've been on since the year began. And since this year began, my mind has been blown by the occurrences that happen all over the face of this earth because I was not expecting spiritually for things to go the way they're going in the vein that they're occurring. So, with that, let's talk about how we can become peaceful warriors in this time of chaos, mayhem, and craziness that's happening all over the face of this earth. Because we can't sit back and just allow it to happen, but at the same time, we need to know how to handle ourselves spiritually while we're watching this stuff happening. What role do we play in it? I had an instance at my job where the last show was talking about how I felt like I was being harassed and bullied by a couple of coworkers. I kind of know who the guys are, but at the same token, I don't know who the guys are. So it's just a thought in my mind, if you understand what I'm saying. I mean, we can think we know, but we don't know until we actually know. So it's a speculation, and people are innocent until proven guilty. But it just so happened the other night, I was walking through the warehouse, and one of the gentlemen that I feel is playing a role in this harassment and leaving these little nasty notes to me, he was walking towards me, and peaceful warrior as I must be becoming, as we were passing, I looked at him and I smiled and I said, good evening. Now, I could have just walked by him, you know, and like say, you know, forget you. But no, I smiled and I said, good evening. Why? Because there is no semblance of fear within me as far as what's going on. And I do feel divinely protected. And so I don't have to be rude, nasty, and ignorant towards those that I feel acting in a very rude, nasty, and hostile way towards me. And he greeted me back. He returned the greeting. And then when I went to my station, he came over and he looked over. He came over very close to me and looked down on my computer, because I have the box type computer with my monitor sitting on it. And I usually leave for Jolly Ranchers, is that what they call Jolly Ranchers? You know, the hard candies, Jolly Roger, Jolly Rancher. I usually leave four of them on there, and I usually leave the ones I don't like. I don't care for the grape, and I really don't like raspberry. So I leave those up there, and I usually keep the green apple, the watermelon, and maybe the cherries in my pocket, but I discard the other ones. So he looked over my, like, kind of sort of off to the side of me, over my shoulder. He said, oh, you don't have any Jolly, I think they're called Ranchers. You don't have any of those tonight. So I looked at him and I smiled. Now, granted, this is one of the people that I think is really, you know, playing this role or knows about me being, you know, hot, me being bugged. And I said, no, I don't, but I do have some in the office. And what I'll do is, he said, well, I see them up there every night, and I only take one. I don't want to take them all, but I usually take one and leave the rest. And so I said, well, I have some more. Well, needless to say, I went to the office, and I got a couple of more, but these were my favorites now that I keep for myself. And when I saw him, I said, here you go, take these three. Now, as far as I'm concerned, if this is how my higher power wants me to treat an individual that I think has been harassing me, then so be it. This is the way my higher power wants me to handle this. I could have been rude. I could have been nasty. But like I say, we don't know what we don't know as long as we're not knowing it. So I can't treat him any way but how I would treat anyone because I don't know. Okay, with that, let's talk about becoming a peaceful warrior, because it can be fun if you allow it to be. It can be fun. Now, what I'm getting ready to share with you is really amazing because it's something that was written 5 years ago. And it's amazing because it's pertinent to our issues of today. And for most of us did not have the same spiritual frame of mind that we have today, especially those of us who have awakened psychically. Did you know that how you use your innate spiritual gifts can either enhance or hinder your own spiritual peace? Well, we're going to get into that later on in the show if we have enough time, because some of us are working against ourselves by the way we use our gifts or by the way we summon our gifts towards others. All right? So, let's see. Where should we begin? Well, since this was back in 2012 when this was shared, you know, at that time, My name is Y'all Swan. Y'all Swan was saying that back then, 2012, you were living in extraordinary times. Well, this has evolved into us living into extraordinary times now. Our tendencies, beliefs, and even our decisions can get easily polarized because there are forces at hand that push us to make tough choices. And these tough choices are about our relationships, work, finances, health, and social issues. Now, I know in the past we've talked about all of these things because we would do Lena Stevens. Well, lo and behold, Lena Stevens didn't post her Power Path message as soon or as early as she usually does. She usually does it on the first of every month. But it hasn't come out yet, so we're not going to bring up, you know, talk about Lena Stevens's Power Path energy report for this month. But what's happening here is that y'all is talking about certain things that we've been going through for the last past since the year began, since before the year began. Okay? Well, y'all says we need to choose love over fear every step of the way, because that choice alone makes the difference between resisting change, that's holding on to the past, and embracing what is happening and what is yet to come with faith and inner strength, while allowing your true nature to emerge. Now, our true nature is that of love. Our true nature is not that of fear and anxiety. And anxiety is fear of things that haven't even happened yet, okay? Anger is fear of the past things that have happened, and anxiety is fear of those things that may or may not happen. So true love is not the overly emotional or passionate rapture you see in the movies. That's not your true love. So we can just throw that out the window right now, okay? Its real meaning is the absolute absence of fear. And I don't know how we get to that state. I really don't, except by practicing. When there is no fear, there is no need to justify or defend our beliefs. If we fully accept ourselves, we can open up to others and accept who they are, like young children do. Notice how young children just accept everything and everybody, at least until they are made to feel that they should be a certain way to meet the needs of the adults in their lives, you know? I don't mind sharing this. I have a 6-year-old granddaughter. And when I'm in her presence alone, or when I'm in her presence around her father, she acts totally different towards me than when I'm in her presence with her mother. And it kind of, she's kind of subdued when she's around her mother, as though she's not sure she's supposed to be happy to see me. She's not sure she's supposed to be laughy and giddy and welcoming to me. And I get the feeling that perhaps, just perhaps, she's heard her mother refer to me with a few choice words. But that's neither here nor there, because I don't know for sure if that's the reason. I just noticed that this 6-year-old treats me differently when she's in different environments. And that can happen to anybody. That can happen to all of us. We act differently when we're in different environments. But I noticed that this little girl loves the heck out of me when she's at her daddy's house or she's at my house. Okay? So children are very accepting, at least until they are made to feel that they should be a certain way to meet the needs of the adults in their lives. Okay? The urge to control life also disappears with love, and that takes care of a whole lot of mental and emotional baggage that colors and hinders our perception. When fear is not the emotional motivator behind your choices, you become truly free to choose what is best for you, be it a partner, a job, a business, or anything else. And you can allow life to simply happen and support your own life purpose. Okay? as these planets shift into a higher state of consciousness, the love fair polarity defines the co-creation of your life. If you let go of fear and choose love instead, you can no longer adhere to the rigid and outdated patriarchal ways of perceiving life and others, because those are based on fear and its allies being stress, guilt, shame, anger, and a need to control. If you notice in today's society, the patriarchal energy is hanging on and really, really struggling to stay in place. But love allows you to embrace your inner feminine qualities and to bring balance to everything you do. It gives you flexibility and openness and makes you the vessel and vehicle of divine consciousness that you really are. You notice how the masculine energy is still hanging on for dear life and won't give up that control that it wants? In truth, love binds everything in the universe. It is what scientists, believe it or not, scientists call the God, G-O-D, particle. So, how do we choose love and become a peaceful warrior? Love shapes you as that peaceful warrior. The word warrior usually refers to those engaged in warfare and willing to fight for what they believe in. It brings images of courageous or wrathful men ready to kill and be killed to protect or defend what they most cherish and value. So how can a warrior be peaceful if the word itself conveys the idea of war? That's a question. Okay. Indeed, to become a peaceful warrior, you fight only your own negative tendencies and wrong beliefs. Your toughest battles are internal, and your victories translate as increasing clarity, wisdom, peace, faith, and compassion. Okay, let's repeat that. Your toughest battles are internal, and your victories translate as increasing clarity, wisdom, peace, faith, and compassion. Your main weapon is love, and your worst enemy is fear. You know, like those samurai of old times, you have to be fully committed to the mental self-discipline of being a witness to yourself and discriminating between what truly serves your highest purpose and what doesn't. Because what is true to your nature and what simply feeds the ego mind out of conditioning or habit, and then you also go through the pain of letting go what needs to go. Your self-images and toxic relationships and environment. A peaceful warrior is an inspiring leader. And when y'all uses the word leader in her writings, she is certainly not referring to the type of person who can rally up the masses to do what he or she wants. That's just politics. Or, as she seeds it, the art of manipulation. So you either want politics and the art of manipulation, or you want to be a leader who leads with love, no matter what the cause. Okay? If you're a peaceful warrior, rather than directing others, you uplift them with your ideas, your words, or actions. and you inspire them to take full responsibility for their own peace and happiness, to lead their own lives. Now, you know, I like that. I like that because I see that as something that people who become sponsors in recovery do. As a sponsor in recovery, what they do is they give people, they share their experience, their strengths, and their hope with others to assist them in finding their way, And they become the best teachers because the best teachers are those that show you where to look, but they don't tell you what to see, okay? They inspire you to take full responsibility of your own peace and happiness, to lead your own lives. In this sense, your leadership is not something you learn or need briefing for like politicians do, because it arises from the light within. And since we are all connected, your own inner work helps with the transformation of humanity. Even if you do not have any seemingly prominent roles in the world. Now, there are some of us who sit back and they say, well, I don't even know what my purpose is. I don't know what I'm doing here. You know what? All you have to do to be a peaceful warrior is lead the silent inner revolution occurring now through yourself. Peaceful warriors lead the silent inner revolution occurring now. But of course, they can also take a more active part in social changes. So you can either take some active parts in social changes, or you can just be a silent, peaceful warrior from within. And you know why? Because thoughts are things, and energy travels. Energy travels in ways that opening up your mouth and moving your body doesn't. The leadership of a peaceful warrior is about inspiring, serving, and empowering others. This is a more feminine leadership model than the excessively masculine, disempowering, and isolating one we are so familiar with in the corporate type of world we currently live in. Peaceful warriors respect and honor individuality and walk amongst others, never feeling more important than the rest, yet with a clear sense of purpose that keeps them moving forward. To be a peaceful warrior, you need to perceive yourself as a vehicle of light and allow the understanding and wisdom acquired through your own self-exploration to shine through without any appropriations of it. In other words, your sense of purpose and service becomes stronger than any idea about yourself or your roles in the world, and you develop the humility to lead through example with no personal agenda or self-interest. This can only be accomplished when you gain enough self-knowledge and self-love to stop being attached to your false self-images and worrying about the opinions of others. When you are ready to shed your self-importance, that's that ego, you know, that easing God out, EGO, and focus on truly serving others while continuously working in your self-growth. A peaceful warrior is absolutely committed to the inner work and never loses sight of it. So, in reading that article by Saul, she gave me a list of characteristics, so you can determine whether or not you are a peaceful warrior, you're on your way to becoming a peaceful warrior, or you got a whole lot of work to do. With that, I need some water so I can clear my throat and get to these characteristics. Okay, now that I've wet my whistle. Number one, your success serves a higher purpose, that of helping others grow and succeed. You find great satisfaction and joy in serving and empowering others while maintaining a clear sense of yourself. You have your clear boundaries. Number two, you find great joy giving and are generous with your energy, time, and resources. You act from a sense of abundance, not lack, knowing that what you need and desire for your purpose is always available to you. Excuse me. Three, you are deeply grateful for and appreciative of what life has given you, from hardship to material abundance and human interaction. You know that everything serves a purpose and helps you and those around you to grow. Number four, you know and develop your unique gifts and have no sense of competition with others. Nobody is better than anyone else, although there is always room for improvement and growth. Five, you are clear about your own beliefs and use them to serve a higher purpose, never to impose them onto others. You remove wrong perceptions as you discover them and are ready to walk your talk, as they say. Six, you care deeply about people and feel an obligation to help those who are less fortunate than you in any way you can. You express empathy and compassion. You don't brag about yourself. This is number seven. You don't brag about yourself or take credit for someone else's work or creative ideas. You know praise and criticism are but passing states of mind and don't take anything too personally. Eight, you take full responsibility for your whole life and do not blame anyone to make you feel more important or a victim. You know you shape your own perception and therefore your reality. Now, how many times have we discussed that we create our own realities? And we do. So if we hadn't done X, Y, and Z, we would not be in the place that we were in or found ourselves in. So who created that reality for us? Nine, you embrace your emotions, but do not dwell in or completely identify with them to feed a false self-image. You acknowledge that all feelings and emotions are valid and respect the feelings of others. 10. You accept life as it is without trying to control anything or anyone and perceive it as a mirror that shows you what you need to see and learn about yourself. 11. You keep a keen eye on the greedy mind and let go of your attachments to people, stuff, money, praise, respect, fame, and anything that conveys excess or lack. 12. You keep a positive attitude in life, especially during hard times, knowing that nothing is permanent and that you can learn from anything and everything. 13. You always choose love over fear, no matter what the situation. If faced with a problem, you look for a solution that serves or benefits everyone involved. So, dear ones, how close are you to becoming a true peaceful warrior? Or do you have a lot of work to do? I know I do. I still have many, many things that I have to learn so that I can grow into that peaceful warrior that I decide that I desire to become or to be. As always, Saul Swan is encouraging people to contact her at her website. She can be found at soulguidedlife.com. And I'm sure she'll be able to share many, 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 many more things with you. You know, and as we aspire to become peaceful warriors, there are a lot of us out there who are also developing our psychic capabilities. Now, you don't have to have both. You don't have to be a peaceful warrior and be psychic. You don't have to be psychic and be a peaceful warrior, but it helps if you're a psychic that you're a peaceful warrior while you're doing it, because if you don't handle your psychic capabilities in the correct way, you can self-destruct. And there are a lot of people that call upon their gifts not only to protect themselves, but to attack others. That is not a good thing to do. Because when you call upon your psychic capabilities or you call upon your psychic energy and those that guide you to attack, that is not their purpose, you know? And so what you're really doing is you're causing things to bounce off of that individual or that thing you want to attack and bounce right back on you. So I figured it was important for us that we talk about some stuff like that while we're talking about being peaceful warriors, because we're walking around with dual purposes or multifaceted purposes these days in this time and the state that we're in. And I think it's very important for people to understand that they can't just walk around saying that they're something and doing things when they really don't know what they're doing. So let's talk. Let's talk about when it comes to developing psychic abilities, how most people are focused on what they can do to enhance their psychic abilities. However, many are doing things that, in fact, are slowing down the process. So I want to share five things that can block psychic abilities that many of us are unaware of, and simply by avoiding these five things, you can naturally become more blessed in your gift. Okay? The first thing people don't understand is that when we ingest toxic substances such as cigarettes, coffee, drugs, alcohol, and sugar, these substances are often abused by people. Okay? So a lot of times people abuse that sugar thing. Ooh, I have to be careful of the sugar thing, because not only is it detrimental to my psychic capabilities, but it is also detrimental to the arthritis, the inflammation, and all that other stuff. And if you notice, the alcohol has sugar in it also. So even if you use these substances in moderation, you are walking a fine line between unhealthy habits and overindulgent behavior. When we give into addictions, we are allowing negative emotional attachments to possibly attach to our auric field, causing us to leak energy and lower our vibrations. Now, I had a very interesting conversation with a psychic one time. She was fascinating, and I mean, she was like really, really cool. She knew her stuff. But some of the things that she would talk about were really strange, and I found them just so out there that they had to be true. Okay, that's how far out there was. And she used to tell me that every time she came to visit me, there was so much spiritual energy in that space where I was living at. She said that it made her want to eat. Okay? So, this may sound, how do you say, spooky, may sound weird, may even sound disgusting. But she sat there and told me one day that there are energies that walk around the face of this earth, you know, this energy that walks around the face of this earth, you know, and when they were here in physical form, they like to drink, they like to smoke, they like to eat. And when you have somebody that likes to drink and take drugs and eat and they're just like caught up in that thing, she says sometimes that's an ancient that has just latched on to this physical person and they're getting their thing. They're getting their, that drink on. They're getting that drug on. They're getting that eat on. You know, I used to, and I still do, I used to tell my daughter I would go to the store and I would get, and don't y'all laugh at me, I just found this, I just used to like to do this. I was very thin at the time, so it must have worked because I don't do it anymore. I used to go to Dunkin' Donuts, and we'd go to Dunkin' Donuts, we'd coffee and a donut, and she'd get her donut and she'd get her coffee, and I'd get two donuts. And so we get in the car, and she said, well, why you got two donuts? I said, one is for me, and one is for Vanny. That's when I drove my van. So I would put a donut on my dashboard for my van. She said, what? That is so ridiculous. You are giving your van, your car, a donut? And I said, yeah. So she said, well, how do you know when your van is finished eating it? I said, when it's hard as a rock, it's already, it's absorbed the substance out of the donut. She said, that is so ridiculous. I said, you think so? There you are eating your two donuts. I'm eating one and sharing the other one with my van. Look at me. I'm skinny. Look at you. So there must be something to this. So she would tease me all the time because I have a habit of doing that. When I wake up in the morning and I make myself a fresh pot of coffee, I make a cup for me and I make a cup for the ancestors. And I take their cup of coffee to them and do it just the way I used to do when I was a little girl. I used to make my grandmother her cup of coffee because I used to love making a cup of coffee because I wasn't allowed to drink coffee. But when I made the coffee for my grandmother, I was able to sip, take a sip out of her cup while I'm on my way to taking it to her and call myself seeing if it tastes good. Okay, so even now, when I'm on my way with my cup of coffee and the cup of coffee for the ancestors, I take a sip of coffee, take a sip of their coffee, put the coffee down. I may give them a muffin. I may give them some chocolate chip cookies, whatever. You know, it's like during Kwanzaa. You make a plate of food for the ancestors, and you sit it aside for the ancestors. Do it. Do it. You might like it. So, I'm saying, in that vein, you have to be very, very careful with your vibrations and what you're doing and stuff that you're ingesting into yourself because you are definitely an energy conduit for those non-physical entities that want that stuff and still craving that stuff on the other side. Now, you don't have to believe it. You can accept it. You can reject it. Just know that you've been told. Okay? So, one of the most important things you need to understand is that you should never, ever go into an altered state for a reading, a meditation, or healing while you're under the influence of mind-altering substances. You know, you might be at a fair or someplace, you know, having a couple of glasses of beer, you know, on the fairgrounds, and you see a reader and say, oh, I'm going to have a reading done, blah, 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 blah. Don't. Two, participating in drama and gossip dims our vibrations. Oh, how they do. When we are talking about others in a negative way, we are harming the soul of another. This is a lower consciousness activity. By directing hurtful words towards another, we are moving away from raising our own consciousness by participating in words and emotions that have lower thought forms attached to them. Walk away from drama and gossip. Did you know that you do not have to be in the same room to hurt another soul? I bet a lot of you didn't realize that. Words are energy. Emotions are energy. They have an equal effect as being in the same room or in a different place than we are. The result is the same. Number three, allowing the negative ego to get out of control will most certainly stop your progression as a budding intuitive. This means using your psychic abilities unethically, such as spying on others, a definitive no-no. Trying to use your gift to influence others out of your need for control. And trying to one-up others by showing off your psychic abilities. Or calling upon them to get back at someone in a hurtful way. No. These are not good things to do. No. Because, first of all, because you're a psychic, that means that you have capabilities and gifts that other people don't have. And you should not be using your capabilities and your gifts against other people in a negative way. And never, even if it's against somebody who has done something nasty to you. No, because that energy bounces off there and bounces back at you. And anything that you have bouncing back at you, you want it to be good. You know, one of the things that I like to say is that when somebody has really, 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 really done something to me, I now turn you over to the divine energy of the universe. You feel the love I send to you unconditionally, and so it is. Now, you know, when I send that out to them, it automatically, you know, if it's meant to bounce back at me, it's not going to bounce back anything but good and love my way. But it also means that I am understanding the fact that if somebody is mean, evil, nasty, and disgusting, quote unquote, who needs more prayers and more blessings than that particular individual in order to change their way of being? So we don't call up negative energy to fight negative energy. Never. Number four, not creating a safe and protected working environment for your spiritual practices, such as meditations, readings, and healings. If we do not clear and keep ourselves and spaces energetically clean, we can leave the door open for unwanted energy to come in. So when was the last time you saged and had a house blessing? When was the last time? Number five, not setting boundaries and knowing your limitations is always a dangerous thing. Doing any psychic work when you are sick, tired, or in a really unhealthy emotional place is going to shut down your psychic abilities instantly. It is important for us to take our psychic temperature each and every time we intend to open up ourselves psychically and to be honest with ourselves and our limitations. Developing psychic abilities can and is fun. It's useful, it's important, and it's a gift for each and every one of us. So, if you don't know where to begin, you might want to seek out a teacher or a mentor or someone. And last but not least, you need to always know that you have to be truthful. You have to be honest. You can't be lying. And, you know, I saw something that I'm going to share with you because it's very important that if you're going to be as gifted as many of you are, you're going to have to learn how to tell the truth and not walk around as liars in any senses of the word. So, the first thing you're going to have to learn how to do is correct your lies. Now, most of the difficulties that you're struggling with could have been avoided by simply telling the truth. It's hard to correct a lie, especially when you've been denying it. The longer you deny a lie, the more you believe it. When you are forced to believe in a lie, you're no longer free. When you lie, your best intentions lack all conviction. Not only are you lying to yourself, you're lying to your soul, you're lying to your spirit, you're lying to you. A lie takes energy to maintain, generates anxiety over being discovered, and wastes time covering itself up. The truth makes its own case. The truth may be hard at first, but it's easier in the long run. You need to accept that, like everyone else, you sometimes take liberties with the truth. You slant facts to make yourself appear right, especially when you think you're wrong. You hide your faults and conceal your errors. You exaggerate numbers to impress people, distort events to save face, and minimize hurts to protect yourself. When you hear yourself telling a lie, correct it on the spot. You might simply say, "I misspoke," and add, "What I really meant to say was," completing the thought, telling the truth. If you do so quickly and matter-of-factly, no one will even notice. If you want, you can explain the disappointment your misstatement was about to obscure, since all distortion conceals disappointment. Now, perhaps you can even share the dream that still eludes you. Your openness in correcting your lies disarm others, declares your honesty, and wins you friends. How amazing is that? So, if you're going to take this psychic journey and you're going to explore all of your gifts and you're going to use these gifts that the universe has bestowed upon you, well, you know, you look out in nature. Nature doesn't lie. Nature tells the truth all the time, whether the sun is shining or whether it's going to rain. You know when it's going to rain because nature tells you it's about to rain, you know. You see ants doing the same thing all the time. You know, when you see ants out there, they're busy doing their little patient types of work. You see hawks flying in the sky. They're not going to lie. When they want to swoop down with those talons, they're going to slice up that snake and rip its head off and go on about their business. They ain't lying about it or pretending, "Oh, maybe I'll come down there and get you." But no, I'm not going to come down there and get you. Oh, yes, I am. Nature doesn't lie. And we're part of that aspect of nature. We're part of that universal allness. And so it's time to grow up. It's time to grow up. You see what lies have been doing to these United States of America? You know? Well, that's what lies do to us in our own personal lives. Lives, when I say lives, L-I-F-E apostrophe S, L-I-F-E-S. I'm getting tired now. When I start getting tired, I start getting silly. But you know what I mean. It's time for you to stand up for the truth. If you're going to be a spiritual warrior, if you're going to be a psychic, if you're going to be a peaceful warrior, if you're going to be all of these things in, let's see, a spiritual healer, if you're going to go through your spiritual awakening, if you want to be a part of self-love, when you love yourself, you walk around telling yourself the truth. And in order for you to tell yourself the truth, then you've got to be honest with everybody and everything around you, you know, especially those of us who are of the new earth energy, who want to be a part of this divine feminine, those of us who have reached that ascension process, those of us who profess to be indigos, we all want to face the challenge and the blessings of who we are, how we are, and maintain the peace that we were put here on the face of this earth to be. And I guess that's me for this evening. Before I run out of things to talk about and start acting crazy, I want to give you a thought from the universe and see what the universe has to say as we carry on and go through the next couple of weeks. Thoughts from the universe. This is what the universe has to say to you. Can you imagine having made a difference in so many lives that people everywhere talk about you for the rest of their lives? Can you imagine truly leaving the world a better place than you found it? Can you imagine that all the angels might know your name? You have, it's done, and they do. The universe says, good God Almighty, what are you going to do next? Just one of your many fans, the universe. P.S. And you're so young. Can you imagine you've done all of that? As young as you are? Wow. That's awesome. Take care. This is Duchess. Loving you and thank you for being out there. I love seeing the lights on the board. Now it's time for me to say, see you later. Love you very much, and just keep that sun shining in your life. Take care.